today with a high around 91. There'll be some scattered afternoon and evening storms around. Not every town will get one, but some towns will see quite a show. The low temperature tonight down to about 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. There could be a few warnings tomorrow, and that's where our weather app will instantly alert you if there's a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high in the low 90s. Not quite as many storms on Friday, and over the weekend, only widely scattered storms here and there with high temperatures zooming into the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrew from the formal confirmation process. Shanahan's exit comes as court and police records of domestic violence surrounding his divorce were brought to light.
Another American family is demanding answers after yet another death in the Dominican Republic.
Mike Pompeo says the president does not want war with Iran as the United States prepares to send additional troops to the Middle East.
President Trump officially launches his 2020 re-election campaign with a major rally in Orlando.
The wife of baseball superstar superstar David Ortiz says his condition has been upgraded to good.
Facebook announcing plans for a new cryptocurrency. Facebook says users will be able to spend privately on services and products using a digital currency called Libra.
Who can resist those puppy dog eyes? Turns out those heart-tugging looks from our pooches have a science behind them.
A new study by a team of evolutionary psychologists showing dogs have perfected the art of the eyebrow raise, developing stronger muscles above their eyes than their cousins the wolf.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. Now, Joe, what we need to do, the Marguerite 1 Carat Forever Mark Diamond Giveaway.
Yes.
Drawing,
yes.
For a $10,000 diamond. I mean,
praise to 10 grand. Yeah, that's amazing.
And whoever's name is lucky to be called here that we draw out of the hat, then you're going to have to call within the hour of a special telephone number I'm going to give you. Go ahead, Joey.
And the name for this hour, Tony McCarty.
Tony
McCarty.
McCarty. Got a little Italian with some rum with it.
I like it.
396-5477. Tony, you need to call 396-5477 ASAP within the hour. That will get your space in the select group of people whose names will be drawn for this $10,000 diamond. Ooh. Let's go to the phones and go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy is Tony McCarty's advocate.
I like that, my friend. How are you?
I am doing great, enjoying the weather. Got the grass cut this morning, and I didn't break just a little bit of sweat.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what part of town you're in, but in my house, it is hot.
It's hot. Hey, I loved last night Mr. Trump in Orlando, his speech.
Yeah, it was a really good event. I don't know what Major Garrett's talking about. I mean, but I think that's their bias.
20,000 plus people in that place.
Yeah.
20,000. And Joe Biden can't fill enough to fill up a Starbucks.
Yeah, as I said, as many people are going to the bathroom at a Trump rally at the same time as goes to a Biden event.
And I loved it. He was telling that one joke. He said, he's talking about Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 emails, and he said the hypocrisy of the left, he said, did you remember, he said that if with her, she gets no penalty, he says, but if I send one love note via email to my lovely wife, Melania, over here, I'd be in jail.
No, sir, they gave me the electric chair.
That's right. Even funnier.
Yeah.
I tell you, if he wasn't president, he'd be a good stand-up comic.
Well, he certainly is an entertainer, and that comes out in all this.
I think Norm Macdonald nailed him, and I saw this a while ago, too. He's not funny like a stand-up comedian. He's funny like a professional wrestler can be funny.
Like he's got satire.
It's his personality and how he carries himself and works with. Like, last night's event reminded me of wrestling events I've been watching. The way the crowd would respond and cheer.
Yeah, and the way he would walk away from the mic and he would start applauding and let him kind of soak into it. When he brought Sarah Sanders up, did you see that?
That was great. No. I heard about it. I did not.
That was great. I mean, the crowd went absolutely nuts.
And you know what's so funny is they scanned the whole audience and everything, and I don't know if this was ployed or whatever. It might have been. But there's a large amount of women, and evidently everybody's saying that the Democrats are for women and the Republicans are not the right party for women. Sure showed up a lot of women in that audience.
Well, the other thing that they showed up was a lot of African-Americans.
Yes, minorities. I saw people with their Muslims there. I saw people of color there. I saw a great America. What makes America great is a great social makeup.
Yeah, CNN, they may have done 2 minutes on it, because I was taping CNN and MSNBC, and they barely even covered this. And then you hear the news on CBS Morning Show, which I would say is tilted towards a little bit negative. It didn't give the rally all the due that it should have had. But these guys, I tell you, they drive me nuts.
What do you think about, they said they were showing the plastic chairs. People had waited out there 2 or 3 days to get their right seat to see the president?
Yeah, or 2 days. Some were there 48 hours before.
Unbelievable. These people are camping out like it's a football game, an SEC.
Yeah. And see, that's going to be the difference. It is so easy for somebody to call you as a registered voter and you give them your opinion and hang up. There's a big difference of going out and voting.
Exactly. There's just a big difference between, you could have make up 60%. Look at the mayoral's race last year. Census Bureau shows that 60% of Montgomery is made of people of color. Okay. And then they turned around, only 13% of those individuals actually voted.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're registered. It doesn't matter if you say you're going to vote. Until you get your little happy feet and write on there, you know, on that ballot, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And like I said, looking at polling of registered voters is so out of kilter because there's so many registered voters who say they're going to vote who don't vote.
Let me ask you a question, Dan.
Sure.
Being a former military and being a veteran, it's amazing to me that the LGBT community wants a whole entire month of recognition in this country, but yet we only get 2 days in Veterans Day and Memorial Day for the veterans. Is a disparity there?
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, that was brought up on Facebook last night. Exactly who made this country and having those rights that we have today. And we only, I mean, I'm not complaining about the 2 days, but you need a whole freaking month?
It's our political correctness mode that we're in now.
Well, but it's a point that we're getting to. It's getting those slippery slope. We're getting on the edge right now, and people are starting to take notice of that.
They are indeed.
Well, you guys, gentlemen, have a great day.
He called us gentlemen, Joey.
No, oh, what have you been drinking early?
Yeah, Mark Hemoff.
Joey paid me $1 to say it.
Did he?
Yeah. I'll collect it tomorrow, Joey.
All right.
Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. 272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder, first-time caller, essentially let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Grape Farm Market gift basket. I'm telling you, that is the best giveaway in all of Montgomery. I had another radio station tell me that. That is the best giveaway. And if you want in, all you got to do is call, talk to me, and ask to be put in, and we'll get you taken care of. How about them apples, as they would say. Okay, let's continue on with, let's continue on here with Acting ICE Director.
We've heard the number, there are at least 12 million people in the country illegally. But I think the caveat that I heard in your answer was people who have had the due process. So in other words, you are starting next week, they're going to go after the people who are in the country illegally and who have had an order of deportation against them, right?
So I'm not going to tell you specifically when we're going to do it and how we're going to do it.
Well, generally.
Generally, that's correct. We have a demographic that has had an enormous amount of due process. They've had access to attorneys. They've had access to interpreters. They've received a final order of removal from a judge. We've even sent them letters saying, you've received an order. Come to ICE. We'll work with you. We'll give you 30 days to get your affairs in order, and we'll help you return you to your country. Those have been ignored. Those people in those categories, over 90% haven't showed up, and they've ignored the order. What I'm trying to tell them, Steve, real quickly is, look, as ICE, I don't want to come to your door. I don't want to come to your home. I don't want to come to your workplace. What I'm asking these individuals that have these final orders, come to ICE, work with us in a humane, dignified manner to return you to your country of origin as it's been ordered. That's what I hope we can do here.
Yeah, but do you really think they're going to do that?
So history has shown they have not, but that's why we're out here trying to communicate.
Okay.
The ICE gets vilified every single day for doing our job, and what we're trying to do is say, look, we don't want to come into your neighborhoods. Come to us, work with us, and we'll do this in a humane way to make sure we restore the rule of law.
Okay, so these are people that they've sent messages to, they've talked to, had interpreters for, told them to come in, we'll give you 30 days to get your your affairs in order and they don't show up. Now, do you think that the media is going to care at all about the legal steps that they took and the things that they did to try to get these people to come in, to try to get these people to leave? And the answer is no. What they're going to be doing is they're going to find out when some of these things are going to happen. They're going to be there and they're going to show folks being pulled, dragged out of their home, and the wives, and the question will be the kids and things like that, and they're going to be deporting them. And it's going to look bad, but they don't care about the process. The media is going to really chomp on this image, and they're going to play that image. So you guys get ready for it. I hope they do a better job inoculating folks to why they're doing what they're doing and how they're going to do it. So they get a better feel for it and kind of prepare the media. The other thing is that they bring their own camera crews and film all of the easy ones, the ones that you had the cooperation of people. Another interesting thing that somebody that's in law enforcement was telling me is that he had asked the question, is there a name, are there groups of people, and are they putting them on a list of arrest warrant type things? So they get pulled over and they hand somebody an ID and they go run that name. Is it going to be on there? And if they do that, it's just dangerous in some cities that a police chief will take it upon himself to alert those people to get the heck out of there. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told us, let the children use it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brakes. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says...
Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events.
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3737 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3737.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hear 272-9228 is where we are.
Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come with us, baby. This might be the lost, that's all.
Just play this last clip of Mark Morgan, the acting director of ICE. Listen, he's going to comment about AOC.
Mark, AOC was on social media, and she was comparing what's happening on our southern border to what happened in Germany during the Nazi years. Listen to this.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Mark, she's not backing down either. What do you think about that?
Well, nor am I, Ainsley. This type of rhetoric from our elected leaders is irresponsible, reckless, misinformed, and wrong. And what's ironic about this is we've been sounding the alarm for a very long time that we have a crisis. It's real. It's not manufactured. Our resources are overwhelmed. The Border Patrol, for example, those facilities are designed for adults. They're not designed for families and kids. And we've been saying that for a very, very long time. Congress could pass meaningful legislation that could end this tomorrow. So the irony is unbelievable here. In addition to that, we've been asking for a very long time to get Congress to do what hopefully will do today is pass the supplemental so that these kids that Border Patrol has in the facilities, we can get them out of these overcrowded facilities and get them in the hands of HHS to get them in more adequate facilities. We've been asking Congress to do this and they have failed to do so.
Okay. So you heard him comment about the AOC. Now, there's another lady that was on CNN last night. And we're gonna play part of this and we're going to stop it. But just listen to her tone and what she's saying here. Listen in.
I am a kid who, as a point of privilege, I had a set of encyclopedias. They were orange encyclopedias that I love to read. And so I pulled the encyclopedia definition for concentration camps, and I would like to share them with the viewer. Internment center for political prisoners and members of national or minority groups who are confined for reasons of state security, exploitation, or punishment, usually by executive decree or military order. And to that end, they are concentration camps at the border. To that end, whether we call them concentration camps or we call them detention, they are problematic. To that end, when you talk about a frog being put in a boiling pot of hot water, the frog will immediately jump out. But if the frog is put in a pot of cold water and you slowly turn up the heat, I'm going somewhere, it will die. It will die. And what I'm saying to you is, today, we sat through this president calling Mexicans drug dealers and rapists at the beginning of this campaign. Today, we sat through him talking about build that wall and heard all those chants. And we went from rage, outrage, to disgust, to dismay, to it's a shame. And I am telling you that we are irresponsible at this point, that whether we call them concentration camps or not, her point remains. And the right is threatened by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she tells the truth, whether they can digest it or not. And our bottom line here is there is an inhumane crisis happening at the southern border. And it is because of how these people look. It is because of difference. It's because there is a fear that white people are losing their power in this country. That is the bottom line. It is white fear. That is what is driving this. It is racism at its core. It is what this the foundation of this country is built upon. Period.
That's completely.
Are you in fear?
Me personally, no, not at all.
But she makes it sound like there's this collective thinking that there's among white people there are this fear of brown people.
Mm-hmm.
Versus an actual fear that what you have are people that are invading our country. They're just coming in, and the first thing they do is they break the law to come in. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, that young lady needs to be told that that I fear no one but God. I don't fear the backlash that we're going to get from these individuals who think they're using reverse psychology while they're trying to bankrupt our country, change it over to universal currency, and do all the other stuff that they had planned to do. So these people still shoveling the same old manure that they've been shoveling. It's great, Dan. It's wonderful.
You like this, huh?
I love it. I really do love it. And you know what, Dan? I don't think our great, great, great vice president could have said it any better than he did. You know what, Democrats? It's on. And we are going to shove it down your throat. You try to take our country. You try to manipulate American people. And you got caught with your hands in the cookie jar. And you're about to get spanked by the American people. Quit acting like y'all hate Donald Trump and tell America that you hate us. Because we know that we are the deplorables and we are the deplorables that you hate. So, Democrats, you're becoming a long-lost entity, born in the wilderness. And just remember, my president tried to cross the aisle. And he said, and I repeat, if you take a warlike posture with me, I will take a warlike posture back with you. How you like me now, that's what Donald Trump does. He gives you the handshake. He gives you the opportunity to pull the plug out the hole of your own boat and sink it. And Schumer and Pelosi, they just stupid enough to pull the plug out. And now they sink it. So I have no mercy in my heart for them whatsoever at all. And all I got to say is, just read it and weep, Democrats. Because I'm loving it, Dan. What do you think about last night?
Well, I think they misrepresented it in that CBS report that we did. Today's show basically did the same thing. I couldn't get a clean cut of that. You know, I watched it portal to portal, and
right.
it was a really good event. I thought that. That, you know, they're saying it's just regurgitation of old stuff. It really wasn't. What he was doing, he was cycling in exactly where people are, what they're thinking, and he was communicating to everybody, not just his base, but to everybody.
Correct. So anyway, I'm waiting to see what the Democrats are running on. Besides being a bunch of communist freaks that's trying to take over America, because that's all they are. It's time for these people to go, America. I don't care who you are or what culture you come from. These people got to go expose themselves to us American people, and it's time for us to do our job and send them packing just like we did Obama.
Rodney, I appreciate the telephone call. Where are you today?
I'm up in between Servico, which is in Courtland, Alabama.
How's the traffic? Because I'm leaving to head to through North Alabama in just a little bit.
I don't know. I looked at that damn had a little dot on today's date on the calendar. I didn't really know what that meant, but the traffic's been extremely light today for some reason.
That's good. Better for me.
Maybe there's some kind of holiday or federal holiday something going on I don't know about, but like I said, the calendar did indicate with a red dot there was something today, but I haven't been able.
Oh, it's Rodney Day.
Maybe it is. You know what it is? It's the day after Trump's on the way to winning the next presidential election. That's what it is.
I like that. You have a great day, my friend.
Y'all too, man.
Thanks.
Thank y'all.
Newstone 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration's rolling back another regulation signed by President Obama, one meant to cut back on the use of coal-fired power plants to produce electricity.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the policy promotes energy independence, empowers states, and saves money.
Rising energy prices hurt low- and middle-income Americans the most, particularly senior citizens and minorities.
Environmentalists say the new rule will lead to an increase in carbon emissions.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. The idea of paying reparations to descendants of slaves, the subject of a House subcommittee hearing today. Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
Slavery is the original sin. Slavery has never received an apology.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson says while slavery was a horrific injustice, reparations would be an injustice as well.
Many people of good conscience believe they'll distract from the many persistent causes of current racial disparities. They certainly exist.
This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's thunderstorm season in Alabama. It's going to be hot and humid again today with a high around 91. There'll be some scattered afternoon and evening storms around. Not every town will get one, but some towns will see quite a show. The low temperature tonight down to about 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. There could be a few warnings tomorrow, and that's where our weather app will instantly alert you if there's a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high in the low 90s. Not quite as many storms on Friday, and over the weekend, only widely scattered storms here and there with high temperatures zooming into the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with this conversation here. Just watch now. This is a conservative that's going to try to explain, talk about this, and she just ain't going to have any part of this.
That's
That's completely untrue. For a couple things. First of all,
given
your definition of a concentration camp,
but do not call
even
what I
given
said
your
untrue.
Definition, if we were placing
it's
American
the
citizens in these camps,
Britannica, sir.
If we were placing American citizens into these camps, as we have shamefully done in the past with Japanese American citizens of Japanese descent, then I would agree with you. These are not American citizens. What the Nazis did is they took German citizens, dragged them out of their homes, stripped them of citizenship, stripped them
You're
of human dignity, and sent them to torture and death.
These people have?
What we have now are foreign citizens who are trespassing into the United States overwhelmingly for economic reasons, and we know that to be true historically and presently, because the director of ICE just told us 90% are not showing up for their asylum hearings. They are not legitimate refugees. They're economic migrants who have decided on their own how that when and how they can become American citizens. And that's not the right way. And it's not about race. Yeah. My father came here the legal way. And when he became an American, he didn't suddenly become white. He was still Hispanic, but he was an American citizen. And it is not racist and it's not xenophobic for this country to determine the processes to become a legal American citizen.
Let me tell you something. Now, I don't know when we decided that a humanitarian crisis could be defined whether or not someone is carrying a green card or whether or not someone has their papers. But I'm going to tell you this. Before we are American, we are human beings. And it is not okay. It is a damn shame what is happening at this border. And the fact that you're going to justify it by economics, let me just tell you, there are a whole lot of people making a whole lot of money by having these people in detention centers. We want to shift the attention. As we should off of mass incarceration of black and brown people in this country, but now those monies are being transferred into detaining migrants at the border. It is a crisis, Steve. It is not okay just because they don't have their papers. I hope that at some point you wrestle with your conscience and get to the right side of this because, sir, you are on the wrong side of history. In 1933, there were concentration camps. In 1941, they were death camps, and that is where we are going if our consciences are not quickly pierced. It is a problem.
Let me tell you who agrees with me about asylum. Barack Obama. This is what he said in 2014, and I'm quoting.
Oh,
quote,
my God.
Refugee
status is not granted.
Okay. You remember what we talked about yesterday? That
this is why I don't watch cable news, by the way.
People look at conservatives as evil.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she was betraying. And so what happens is in her prism that she looks through everything, it is looking through like that, that all this that you're doing is evil, so therefore you're bad, and we can justify anything that needs to be done to correct this problem. This is absolutely amazing. And this is why you don't watch cable, because you don't want to hear this?
Well, it's not the content of the conversation necessarily.
The tone?
It's not even a conversation. Really, it's just people yelling at one another.
Yeah, you're evil and you don't know, you know, it's a red herring that you're bringing up Barack Obama.
And also, I'm sure that segment is Chris Cuomo sits there like all stoically, like barely even blinking. I wonder how bright the lights in those studios are. I mean, what is that segment they had, 6 minutes? I mean, at least in talk radio, we can somewhat flesh something out. But I just think it's absurd that you're going to try to solve what is a complex humanitarian crisis at the border, as we just heard from the acting ICE director who was working under the Obama administration. They want more resources. I made this point yesterday. There need to be more judges, need to be new facilities. Some people who are coming up are legitimate asylum seekers, but that needs to be able to be processed along with a lot of the folks who are just coming in for all sorts of other reasons.
Yeah, they're coming in for economic opportunity.
Right, and so because the issue is so complicated and a large problem, it would be, you know, nice if the national media, with millions of dollars behind their organizations, you know, took the time to discuss these things responsibly. But no, we yell and scream and bitch, and we make money off doing it.
Yeah, and what happens is they don't really want the answer out there. They like this narrative. They want the narrative of confusion. They want the narrative, Trump is doing something wrong, Trump is hurting people. That's exactly what they want, and that's what they're going for with this whole thing. It really bothers me that they approach it this way. Rusty, our Rusty?
Indeed.
Rusty, how are you, brother?
Dan, Joey, together again.
Yeah, there you go. We miss you. Well, how are you doing?
I just came from the doctor.
Is everything good?
Well, I wasn't feeling real good, so I went down there, and he said, well, I know exactly what's wrong with you. And he gave me a prescription. It's for, I'm suffering from white fear.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he gave me a prescription. I got it filled. It was two earplugs, so I wouldn't have to listen to that crazy woman that you just had on talk about concentration camps and all that kind of stuff. Is she out of her mind?
And let me tell you something. This is why I play these things, because you guys need to know some of the stuff they're talking about that you're not being exposed to.
It's like a truckload of stupid fell over and somebody tracked it in. I don't know what the deal is.
Like
hey, I'm listening to you guys. Y'all sounding good, and we'll hopefully see you soon.
Thanks, Wesley. I appreciate it last week, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you, sir.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Ship carrying $1 billion of cocaine. Little short story here on CBS.
Investigators in Philadelphia are searching a cargo ship captured in what's being called one of the biggest drug busts in U.S. history. Some 17 tons of cocaine has been recovered, worth more than $1 billion on the street. Officials tell CBS News there might be another 30 tons on board on top of what they've already found. The ship's second mate and crew member have been arrested and charged, admitting they helped load the cocaine from more than a dozen other boats while at sea.
Yeah, it came from Chile, Peru, and Panama in the Bahamas, but before it got to Philly.
That's right. It was on its way.
Man, this is Philadelphia, too.
Mm.
It's, could you imagine the look on their face when all those police cars, I've seen the video from a security camera. So they're sitting, the guys are sitting up on the top of the ship, and then all of a sudden, about 16 police cars pull up. And one of the cars has DEA written on it. You can see them wee-weeing right in their pants up on the top there. I mean, they're kind of like, you know, they're foreign nationals. They're kind of pointing, and you can see them talking back and forth. They're kind of like, ooh, we just messed in our pants bad. Because they...
That's that they're trying to bring too much in at once, guys. Come on.
Well, and did you get... Because when you read into this story that they had ships come alongside and they transferred from the ships to that ship, then that ship became the ship that went into Philadelphia. So somebody obviously ratted on them.
Yeah, so how would you get that through, though? Because I'd imagine you have, like, what, a manifest and, like, what's on board and...
Yeah, they're hiding it down in the cargo holes in this thing.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Spend a little time in the big house with that one.
Right.
Before we get into other subjects here, two things. Our friend John Merrill?
Yeah.
He announced that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did that yesterday.
We got quite a race on our hands.
I am
now
going to tell him you did it on the wrong radio show. We did it on Dale Jackson's show.
Well, Dale's not a bad guy.
And then Roy Moore made an announcement that he's going to make an announcement on Thursday whether he's going to run for the U.S. Senate or not. So when you say you're going to go make an announcement about an announcement, what are the odds of your announcement being that you're not going to run?
Not good.
And see, this is what I'm worried about here. If you have Bradley Burns, Tommy Tuberville, and you have John Merrill, do you split the vote where Roy Moore comes in second because you have one person who has, say, 350,000, Roy Moore comes up with 275, and then you have the other two run in the low 200s. Then you've got a problem, because then you've got a Roy
Moore.
If
we nominate Roy Moore again, I should have stayed in upstate New York.
Is it too late to move?
Yeah. Good Lord.
And the amazing thing is, you know, I've known Roy Moore for a lot of years, like him, consider him a friend, but don't run for the sake of running, because it isn't going to work. The Democrat, if you are the nominee, or Moore's the nominee, they'll put millions of dollars in here and they'll just decimate it.
And don't run for therapeutic, cathartic, or reasons to save your reputation.
Yeah, do it because it's going to be the best thing for the state.
Right.
And I don't see how that, I can't get that one to fit in my jigsaw puzzle there.
It's, in my opinion, it's not the best thing. Just with John Merrill, Tuberville, and Bradley Byrne in there, I mean, you have a heck of a race.
You have a great race with that. And my problem is, you know, the best two people winning, and can you have two people that are basically going to have to get 300,000 votes? Then you take Roy Moore's base 250, 275, then that leaves the second person the third of that troika getting about 150. We did a poll on our website, and Tommy Tuberville did really well. He was in the 60th percentile against Bradley Byrne. You guys seem to really like him. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
You know that as soon as Trump told him not to run, he was going to run.
Yeah, you think they kind of got him going there?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's just that arrogant and that hard-headed that just because Trump told him not to, as soon as I heard Trump say he didn't need to run, I said that pretty much seals it. He'll run just despite Trump.
Well, I hope, I hope the vote turns out or gets focused on one person or two people.
Yeah.
Bradley Byrne is a personal friend of mine. John Merrill is a personal friend of mine. I got to know Tommy Tuberville a little bit. I was pretty impressed with him. And you guys seem to be very impressed with him from looking at your responses to me. But don't split this vote up where Roy Moore comes in second.
Yeah, because you know he's not running for the state. He's not running for the Republican Party. He's running for himself.
Yep.
You know, just to prove a point. And he's going to have, you know, probably whatever, how many tens of thousands of people who are going to turn out and vote for him. You know, and
it's more than tens of thousands, it's hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be modest.
That didn't help.
If I was going to be truthful, I'd say, you know, hundreds of thousands of ignorant people are going to turn out.
No, let's not insult them now.
Like robots, not Roy Moore, but the people who are going to just turn out, you know, just like Democrats and pull a lever, straight Democrat Party, who are going to pull the lever for Roy Moore and, just like you're saying, going to split the vote. And, you know, if this ends up like that again, I may leave this state.
Okay, guys, we may need to go buy some land and do a commune somewhere.
Yeah, someplace.
We'll do like pirate radio somewhere.
Yeah,
like we weren't the biggest laughing stock the last time. If this happens again, we just need to just split the state and just, you know, whatever. I'll be at a complete loss for words at that point.
Well, the only good thing is when I heard that and I went up and looked at the numbers is that, you know, Luther Strange in a runoff with Roy Moore is different than, say, a Tommy Tuberville in a runoff with Roy Moore. Mm-hmm. I think Luther Strange, people just had a hard time turning out for him.
Yeah.
And that's what screwed it up. And then when Roy Moore was running against Doug Jones, there were a lot of people I knew at the Cloverdale or the Huntington College precinct that were voting for Doug Jones that were Republican.
Sure, yeah, because they just dislike Roy Moore that much.
Exactly right.
Exactly. So, and concerning that cocaine, you know that, as a matter of fact, I read something a while back that said that America's appetite for cocaine is so strong that it takes an entire shipping container of cocaine a day to basically supply America with the cocaine they desire.
Wow.
I wonder who ratted them out, though. They got that,
they were either ratted out or they shouldn't have named their ship the SS Rick James. Come on.
Good one. Kind of warming up for when you have Mallory in there tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks. News 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I
hear. Hi, folks. Rusty here for The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. I'm going to leave you with that reparation story.
All right.
It's interesting that O'Keefe, who is the political person, is doing this about a bill in committee some as they're having up on the Hill. So that was interesting. And the Maya Hemingway piece is also good. David Martin is good. Let's do this. One that's kind of near and dear to my heart. Let's do the dolphins are dying at alarming rates along the Gulf Coast. I actually had a friend of mine that they found a dead dolphin on where you turn right at Gulf Shores going towards Fort Morgan. And they have a condo that's down towards the end of that. Really nice, very peaceful. But let's listen to this story.
Scientists are puzzled by a very disturbing trend in the waters along four Gulf Coast states. Almost 300 dead and dying dolphins, think about that for a second, have washed ashore since February, and that's about three times the usual number. Mark Strassman went out on the water with researchers working very quickly to save the remaining animals. He's in Clearwater Beach, Florida, near Tampa Bay. So, Mark, what do we know so far?
Here's what we do know. Scientists can't stop whatever's happening. No one can out there. But they are aggressively trying to get to the bottom of whatever it is. Off the coast of St. Petersburg, Aaron Fougere with NOAA Fisheries took us out on their dolphin research vessel. We found this pod of eight or nine dolphins, all healthy, swimming a half mile from shore.
They make you happy.
They bring out the little kid in you.
They do.
But from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle, coastline residents keep seeing a dolphin die-off. They're all bottlenose dolphins, which live closest to shore. Many were adults. The single-day record is nine.
So this is the Texas-Louisiana border?
Last week, NOAA's Marine Mammal Standing Program, which Fougere oversees, designated this die-off an unusual mortality event, or UME. So all of this, concerning, alarming, somewhere in the middle?
I would say it's concerning and you know, bordering on alarming primarily because it's a group of dolphins that have been impacted because of other unusual mortality events. So this is the same area that was impacted by the Deepwater Horizon spill.
I'm a scuba diver, and one of the coolest things to see is a pod of dolphins swimming by you. Or swimming above you, where you can see them, and it's amazing how playful they are.
I've seen them from a fishing boat. I've not had the pleasure, though I've heard plenty of stories of how dolphins will stop by and start kind of checking people out in the water and playing with them. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and what they'll do is they'll go through, if you're diving, and one of the things you can do with a buoyancy vest is you can let the vest out and you sink down to and you sit on your knees on the bottom, and you're watching these dolphins. And they're kind of looking at you going, "Wait, what's that?"
Very intelligent animal.
Very intelligent. And they love to go fast. They're into speed. And when you're underwater, and you being this kind of lethargic thing, watching something just fly by you. Or what's really cool is they'll go away from you, and so you lose them kind of into the murkiness, and they'll just kind of disappear. They'll be this, go down to a dot, and then go away. Then all of a sudden they come back. It's kind of like, damn.
And they know they're messing with you.
That's what's incredible.
Really,
they know you're looking at them. I mean, it's amazing. They're interacting with you. So this is very, very sad, being a diver. I've seen this in one other occasion that was not that long ago, and some of you guys may remember this. We had a lot of rain that happened, and you get the river runoff, and if you go to my website and you look at the actual story, they have a map with all these pins on it where the dolphins are dying. You have a big chunk of them that are happening right at the Mobile Bay and also at the Mississippi beach, where you have rivers that are coming in there. So you have a lot of rain that's real typical in the south during the spring. Then it runs off, gets down into the river basin, and then goes out into the Gulf. And you'll have huge catfish kills that are, I mean, huge. And they can either eat one of the catfish or something. I'm not sure if dolphins because of the spine. But you can have fish kills that then start affecting them. But we had this about 10, 12 years ago, and it was pretty bad. It was really bad. Down at the Apalachicola, where you have a big river drain off there, you have one of the biggest is Mobile Bay, but you also have some that are at that Pascagoula Gulfport area. Let's continue on with the story.
Scientists are exploring several possible causes, from the lingering effects of the BP oil spill in 2010 to skin lesions on many recovered dolphins that indicate freshwater exposure. Heavy rainfall here has flowed from the Mississippi into the Gulf. Or it could be chemicals, pollutants, or a combination.
It's an area where dolphins have been previously exposed to oil. They have compromised health. They have lingering health issues. And so they are more susceptible to any additional stressor. Anything could tip them potentially over the edge. Oh! Ooh.
This is what researchers want to see throughout the Gulf. Healthy dolphins, unthreatened by a mysterious danger lurking hundreds of miles away.
Even if the numbers stopped right now, we still have a long way to go. So the work isn't going to end. We'll be figuring out which tests and which analyses we need to conduct, and we're going to be moving forward with that.
Whatever's happening, there is no known threat to people. And out on the water, you could tell these scientists really are motivated to find out what's going on. When we came across those healthy dolphins, Tony, their faces just lit up.
Folks, I want to remind you about my good friend Dan Black. Whether you want film, video shot, or whether you want video transferred and 8mm transferred, Dan Black is your guy. I'm going to give you the telephone number in just a second, but here's what you need to do. If you've got some VHSs, Betamaxes, 8mm, and you need them moved over to digital, call Dan Black for me. He's a great guy, does it very reasonably priced, and ask him what the Dan Morris Show special is for today. 334-440-7818. 440-7818. Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. He can do the video for you.